Christendom was not built on comfort, convenience, or consumption. It was built on the cross. A brutal, humiliating, blood-soaked instrument of execution. Reserved for criminals, rebels, and slaves. And yet, from that cross came a civilization. A civilization we now call Christendom. But how? How did an instrument of death become the foundation of an entire world? And more importantly, what happens when a civilization forgets it? If you like what you see, please like and share the video, and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are Gail M. You can also like and follow us on Facebook and X. The links for both of those are also in the description. To understand Christendom, you must first understand this. It was not built on power. It was not built on wealth. It was not even built on good intentions. It was built on sacrifice. Because at the center of Christendom was not just a king, not a constitution, not a philosophy, but a crucified God. In the ancient world, power was everything. The Romans glorified strength, the Greeks glorified intellect, the pagans worshipped gods who conquered, dominated, and demanded. But then came something entirely new, a God who suffered, a God who allowed himself to be mocked, beaten, and nailed to a cross, a God who did not conquer by killing his enemies, but rather by dying for them. This changed everything, because if God himself chose the cross, then suffering was no longer meaningless. Sacrifice was no longer weakness. Love was no longer just a feeling. It was an act of the will, an act that could cost you everything. And this is what built Christendom, not merely belief in Christ, but imitation of him. Men went to war, yes, but they were taught that they would answer to God for every drop of blood they spilled. Kings ruled, but they were reminded that they were servants under a higher king. The strong were no longer free to crush the weak, because the weakest man in history had revealed himself as God. Hospitals were built, not because it was profitable, but because Christ suffered. The poor were cared for, not because it was efficient, but because Christ was poor. Laws were shaped, not merely by reason, but by the reality that every man would one day stand before the cross. This is what made Christendom different from every civilization before it. It was a civilization that knew power is not ultimate, God is, and God chose the cross. But the cross is not just a symbol, it is a demand. Because if Christ died for you, then your life is no longer your own. And this is where the modern world breaks, because we want the benefits of Christendom without the burden of the cross. We want dignity without sacrifice. We want mercy without repentance. And we want the resurrection without crucifixion. But it doesn't work that way. It never has, and it never will. Because Christendom alone stands when the cross stands at its center. Remove the cross and everything begins to collapse. Morality becomes preference. Authority becomes tyranny. Freedom becomes chaos. The man, once again, becomes a god unto himself. This is not just history. This is the story of our time. A world that once knelt before the cross now tries to erase it. A world that once found meaning in suffering now flees from it at all costs. A world that once built cathedrals now builds distractions. And yet, the cross remains, unchanged, unmoved, waiting. Because the cross is not just the foundation of Christendom, it is the foundation of every soul. And so on this day, Good Friday, we are faced with a choice. The same choice that built a civilization, and the same choice that can rebuild it. Will we embrace the cross, or will we run from it? Because one path leads to life, and the other leads to the collapse of everything we once knew. Christendom was not lost in a day, and it will not be restored in a day. But if it is ever restored, it will begin the same way it did before, at the foot of the cross. Until my next video, God bless.